Hello and welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. I'm Anna Harding.
I'm Annie Bailey. This is episode 46.
It is, isn't it?
It's creeping up. The year. The year thing. Ding, ding, ding. It's
yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. What are we going to do for the year?
Well, technically, right, so here's a question though. Do we do a year when it's 52 weeks in the year, episode 52? Or do we wait until the actual anniversary of the year since our first one?
That's a really difficult question. We're going to have to...
Because we've double dropped a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Because this episode is coming out...
We double dropped?
Yeah.
We've always double dropped with a special, haven't we?
Yeah. But... That last episode, that last 45 episode, that was a special. That was a double drop.
I mean...
It was pretty special.
It was incredible.
I love that we're talking about it before we've even recorded it.
I mean,
just to let you behind the curtain.
I'm just going to manifest a few. I mean, the way he started to cry at the start.
I know. I mean, it was a bit awkward.
Was it?
Yeah. I think you did go a little bit harsh on him, though, Ali, to be fair.
I know.
I mean, calling him a pathetic loser was a little bit much.
Banter. It's all banter. It's locker room banter. We can't deal
anyway,
with it.
Anyway.
We don't know what's going to happen. We haven't recorded it yet. Hello, listener.
Welcome. I hope you're all having a wonderful week so far. We're recording this at a weird time as well. So sorry if we're a bit weird today. It's midday on a Thursday. Normally we do this at like 7:30 on a Tuesday. So
yeah, normally we're clean and not jaded from life. But today we've had like a good few hours of jading.
Yeah.
Life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, if life was a cheese grater, it would be the Parmesan cheese grater, wouldn't it? Shaving tiny bits of you off. Aggressively.
You've just reminded me, if life was a cheese grater, do you remember that there was a song, and it's coming to me of who it was? If life was a DJ,
Pink.
Love is a dance floor.
Yeah.
Love is the rhythm, and you are the music. God is a DJ.
It's a bit shit with the old lyrics, isn't she? That's rubbish. And then the last one you just did, that was a tune, but the lyrics were rubbish.
Which one was that?
Pink. That's Pink you're singing. The Love is a DJ song. Love is a cheese
grater. I know.
Yeah.
I know, but which was the...
I'm not, never, not ever, the double negative. I'm not ever not going to dance with
ever.
You.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not ever going to never ever last... dance with you.
That was not her last one.
Was that a few years ago?
Yeah. Welcome to 2024.
The thing is with Pink, right? She's like, don't worry about listening to that. Look at me. I'm twizzling through the air on a rope.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'd love to see her live. I
Me
think she'd be brilliant.
Too. Do you know what I'd
Let's
like to
go.
Do? I'd like to run an ultra with her because I reckon she'd be a good ultra runner.
She's fit.
Yeah.
Like those abs, my God.
Yeah, and she'd be a laugh.
Have we got any Pink on the playlist? Maybe we ought to put a bit of Pink on the playlist.
People keep asking, but I don't think I've put anything on. So I will write in my book with my new fake Muji pen, Pink.
Pink.
Playlist.
I'd particularly like the one off her Misunderstood album. Where there's I was listening to it not that many weeks ago when they're on a plane and she is the air hostess and she's telling people not to take care when opening the overhead lockers because items may have moved during the flight and could fall and knock you the fuck out is what she says. It's brilliant. And now every time I'm on a plane, I'm like, I wish someone would just be brave enough just to be like, and take care when opening the overhead lockers because the items may have moved and will knock you the fuck out.
We just have a message from Pink for everybody who's just going to
I'd
sit
love
down
that.
And listen. Oh, it would be so good, wouldn't it?
I'd love it.
I don't even know why I'm asking this question.
What?
What's your win of the week? I'm pretty sure it's exactly the same.
Do you know what it is?
Week.
Oh, no,
sure
it's not.
Oh, is it not?
It's definitely not.
Oh, okay.
I don't
That's
know
exciting.
What yours is. Mine?
Mine's Jasmine.
Oh,
I know we're
good.
Behind the curve here, but mine is Jasmine. Anyway, yours. What's yours?
Mine is that Used by Bingo's been won.
What?
So for listeners to the pod who've been with us since the start, I thank you very much for listening and sticking with us for these many hours of ramblings.
The POGs.
The POGs. Pogs. Oh my God, remember Pogs?
Were they the round things?
They're the ones that you get from the packets of crisps, like Quavers, and you slot them in your A4 wallet. You know, like in the...
I never had the A4 wallets, no.
Anywho. Sorry about that. Anywho, Used by Bingo. So those who have been listening will remember that I get rather excited when I find an item of food that goes out of date on my birthday. Now, if you remember correctly, last year, the creme fraiche won it. and it was around middle of August.
Like a game you play in
My
the
birth
nursing home.
My birthday is the 3rd of September. And it's been won. It is March, and it has been won with a bag of pea protein pasta.
Okay, right. Why are you looking already for a start? Do you look on everything? Are you always alert?
I was cleaning the cupboards out. Always, yeah, you must always be alert. But I was cleaning the cupboards out and I was like, do I need this? Do I want this? I think it came in a race goodie bag one time. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what the use by album is that. So actually, the use by bingo was actually one pre-March, but I didn't notice.
Right. So, should I be looking on everything I come across? For example, I have this bag of roasted chicken crisps. They are
Yeah.
vegetarian friendly. 29th of June.
Oh.
I have
When's your birthday?
this, which
When's
is
your
a
birthday again?
little. Oh, my birthday is August.
Mm.
This, 14th of April. So this is none of this stuff's long got longevity in it, has it?
Yeah,
We're
no.
looking at the hoarder sort type of stuff, the pastas of the world, the long boys, the long games.
Yeah, exactly. But so now that birthday used by bingo's been won, I'm now going to do due date bingo. Use
Ooh.
due date used by bingo. So what goes out of date when baby is due, which is the 22nd of June.
Oh, it's Glastonbury week, that is.
I know it is. I was going to say I'm gutted, but the lineup shit, so I'm not that
Yeah, I
bothered.
know, but like you could probably like, I don't know, get in for free.
Like, oh yeah, I'll just give birth here. But I can just sit and watch it on telly whilst
Yeah,
feeding
you
the
can.
baby.
It is
So
a little bit rubbish this year, isn't
yeah.
it? Right, okay, so now we're playing baby bingo. So these crisps
Yeah.
are quite close because they're the 29th.
I know, but those crisps go out of date before after my baby's here.
My God, these could outlast your pregnancy.
Yeah.
You could take these crisps and you could dip them in the placenta like a chili dip and eat them.
I don't
Are
think
you going to
so.
eat the placenta?
Absolutely not.
Pickle
I
says
love
she'll
my
have it if
baby.
you don't want it.
Oh, I bet Ralphie would love it. Ugh.
Ralphie would love it. He'd save it.
Oh
He'd
my God.
bury it in the house. He'd be like, I'm going to save it. Ugh.
People have like pills made out of their placentas, I believe.
Yeah, I know. Make tea bags and stuff out of it. I reckon I'd do that because I'd just be like fascinated by it.
I mean, I grew it and I have to give birth to it. Nobody
Question.
talks about that.
Question for our plant-based listeners. If
Whoa.
you're a vegan, are you allowed to eat your own placenta?
That makes me feel a bit sick.
Valid
And
question.
then, yeah, it is a valid question. But then the next thing that then automatically popped into my head is if you're a vegan, are you allowed to drink your own breast milk? Why would you?
The other day, I've become obsessed with this dude on Instagram that one of my clients has pointed out to me. This guy called Eddie, who's a
Eddie.
very interesting man.
Okay.
Quite shouty. He's a PT and nutritionist. Don't you worry. I'm just going to pull him up so you can all see. He's got 3.5 million followers. And
Jesus.
Eddie is really in, Eddie does Eddie thinks that all this veganism malarkey is silly billy nonsense.
Oh dear.
Eddie's not really to be taken that seriously.
No.
Eddie Abu. Okay, now Eddie, he says that breast milk is the best source of protein you can get. Can you
Oh
hear
my
him?
God.
Yeah. That's what
Whose
Eddie
breast milk
says.
is he? Yeah, but whose breast milk is he drinking?
I
That
don't
do I
know.
want to know?
It looks like he's ripped. So it looks like he is drinking breast milk. I don't know where he's getting it from. But what I'm saying is black market for you, bit of extra cash each.
Oh yeah.
God, the OnlyFans would go off the scale if you sold your breast
Oh,
milk. Or just get
stop
some normal
it.
milk and just say it's your breast milk. This has
Oh.
taken a turn, hasn't it, listener?
Let's turn it back around. Let's do something
To
else.
turn around.
I would just like to add, though, on the I know you think that I'm absolutely off my rocker with this used by bingo. However, I posted the fact that used by bingo has been won already to the Ultrasound System Pod Instagram page at Ultrasound System Pod. And somebody messaged and said, I used to work in a small chocolate factory. Amazing. It wasn't Willy Wonka. And
I
had
was going to say,
to
is Willy Wonka following us? We should get him on a Legends episode.
and had to stamp the best before dates on the packaging. I'd always take pictures and send to friends and family if I was stamping their birthday.
God.
Amazing.
So
What a
there's
great
this like
friend.
exclusive little club of freaks. Like, it's cute. It's really
Yeah.
cute. It's like a subculture. It's
Isn't
like
it?
when you sit at house
Yeah.
parties. It's like, oh,
You
who are
do have
those guys?
subculture.
Oh, they're the used by bingo guys. They're just obsessed with you. They're just going through the cupboards at people's house parties looking for the used by dates to bingo
Oh,
it.
amazing. Right. So you've already given away what your win is, but I think we need to talk about this in some depth, please.
I
Desmond Harris.
just
Woo!
what a night that was. What a night that was, sitting there refreshing. Like, I'm not on
Oh,
Twitter, so I was just on Instagram, like
my
refresh, 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 refresh.
God.
It was horrible, wasn't it? It was very stressful.
Did you think that once the time had passed, once the 60 hours had elapsed and there was no update for like a couple of minutes, did
It
you think
was
maybe I
5
had that sinking
minutes.
feeling?
Yeah, it was, well,
Was
in my
it?
life, it was 5 minutes. So I've got a friend called David Miller, and he's one of the photographers who was out there. He's a British photographer that was out there. And he said that him, the minute, basically, everybody was like silent, because when she got up to the tower, the water tower, did you see the video of her coming off the water tower? It was silent, the video. No one was saying anything. The reason no one was saying anything was because all the people up there were like previous Barclay finishers, experts, and they were like, she's not going to make it. There is no way she can get off here and get back. I think it was like a certain amount of hours. They were like, it can't happen. So they were silent. And it was like, and David was like, it's awful. And then we kept like hoping. And he said they were stood at the back behind the gate, and it was just silent. And then suddenly, there was a little girl at the far end. It was John Kelly's daughter, started screaming, she's coming. Like, this little girl, and it like rippled through the whole crowd. And
Oh, goosebumps.
David said he started to cry, and he was like, I need to fucking take the photos, I need to fucking take the photos. And he was like, it was just unbelievable. Like the effort that went into it. And obviously you've seen the photos, like, what, it's like everything that we love about the sport in that, with 90 seconds to spare. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I
Like,
know.
that is someone that has pushed themselves, but not pushed themselves because they're not trained, or pushed themselves
No.
because they've messed it up, but has like the whole their
Given
lifetime's work.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it
My
is
favorite,
just
I
amazing.
just love the bit where she's being interviewed after she's sort of pulled herself together, because my God, she was in a state. And I read some bits, some blogs in various places where Laz was sort of questioning whether he would, should, as a race director, like allow her to go back out on that last loop, because she was in quite a way by all accounts. My favorite bit, though, and I think this just epitomizes trail running and trail runners as a whole, was when she said, I knew I had to do it because if I didn't, I'd have to go out and do it again. If that doesn't stick with you when you're about to DNF a race, listeners, then nothing will, because it's just that, like, I really don't want to have to come back and do this again. And I remember that feeling well when I was trying to go for a sub-4, and when you a marathon, and you're like pushing it and pushing it, and every time you're like so close, and you're like, I'm gonna have to do this distance again. She goes, I just need to get there. And yeah, for Jasmine to finish up the Barclay and be like, I had to finish it because otherwise
I have to
have
come
to
back
do
and
it
do it
again.
again. Well, we all know someone
Love
that's
it.
going to have to go back and do it again, don't we? Anywho,
Mm.
that's a different
Anyway,
story. So,
that's a different episode.
I feel like that's it now. The door's open, and I feel like what I've been thinking about all day today is Courtney going to give it a go? See, I've got a little list of women that I'm like, Courtney, Emma Stewart, would like to ask Camille, but I don't think it's Camille's bag. I think she's way more into like big, vast records than hacking her way through briars.
Yeah, exactly. Do
Like, I wonder if Nikki
you
would
think
ever
Nikki will
go.
go back? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
I
know. I don't know. But like, of course, it's an absolutely incredible thing, feat
don't
of endurance. But we're gonna. I'm just
She's
gonna
sick.
divert into my Grimm, because my
Okay.
Grimm is the way it's been presented in the media.
Oh, don't. Yeah. I'm so glad that was going to be mine as well.
I just don't even know what to say. It's like, why is it? Why is it that everything I read, it's just mother of two Jasmine, but it's not father of five John Kelly? Why is it that it's like it lists her job, how many kids she's got, how old she is, but it doesn't do that for the guys? Like with Ihor, who won, it's like Ukrainian ultra runner Ihor. Sure, we all forgotten that Jasmine won the spine outright with a new course record that was only broken by like Damo and Jack, like in the last couple of years. Have we forgotten about that? Like, why are we
wasn't
presenting
she
her?
Breastfeeding at the time as well?
Sure,
On the spine?
she sure was.
Sure, she was.
But like, why is it that still women in sport are presented at their first achievement is family and job before their running achievements? Like, it's some sort of freak accident that they've done it. Why is that? And the other thing that was like started to wind me up a little bit, and you might, this is open for debate. Would Jared have let Damo choose which way around to go?
So this is it. So when you do the Barclay, for those of you who don't sort of know, you've got five loops. And when you go out on the last loop, you have to go the opposite way to the person who's gone out previous to you if you're not the first one. So the first one that starts lap five gets to pick which direction they go in. And then the next person has to go the opposite way. The next person goes the opposite way. I mean, the fact that... How many went out on that last loop? Seven.
Seven.
Is it seven?
Seven went out,
Yeah.
five
So,
finished.
when Jared then got to go back out, he waited to ask Jasmine which way she would prefer to. Now, I have mixed feelings about this because I think it was an act of sportsmanship in the sense that he was excited as all the rest of us at home sort of like watching, that there could be the first female finisher this year. And he could, in a way, sort of, you know, aid that by allowing Jasmine to pick her preferred direction.
Apparently one direction is easier than the other, but come on.
I'm not sure. I mean, I've never been out on that course. I've got no idea, but I'm not sure that either way is easier.
At that point, it's much for muchness, I imagine.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think, look, I think in my little naive, like friendly, everyone's wonderful bubble, I think, you know, it is what it is. And what it is an act of sportsmanship to enhance the sport, to help and enable an amazing result, which doesn't take away anything from what Jasmine actually did, because she still got to actually do the work. It doesn't matter which direction she goes in, she's the one out there doing it. So I'm not letting that take away from Jasmine. I'm not saying like she cheated or she had it easy, because that's not the case. But I think, you know, you could then start asking, well, would he have done that if it was a bloke who was going out?
That's my
Who
point.
knows?
And it's
I
just
don't know.
like this whole
I know.
Embedded patriarchy thing. It's embedded. It's like, I'll be the chivalrous one. Look, we don't need chivalry. We need respect. That's all we need as women, I think. We don't need chivalry. We need respect.
But I think that is almost respectful in a way, because of what I was saying about how, you know, he's as excited to see a woman finally finish, because that, you know, that's been the big question
I
year,
get that.
When
And
you'll be the first woman to finish.
Sometimes I think, well, the last week I've been like, are you being really overly sensitive about this? But there is part of me that's like, hey, little lady, let me help you. That is, there is part of me that is that. And I don't know why, but there is. And, you know, it's, the other thing is that I don't understand the Barclay Marathons because I've never been there. And I've spoken to people at fucking length about it, including Laz. I still don't understand it because I can't understand how hard it is because I've never seen it or been there. The media don't understand it. The interview that the BBC News did with Jasmine was so shit and so like pathetic. I just felt so bad for her. There'd been no research done. They didn't know what they were talking about. She's so nice, Jasmine, as well. She's not like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's such a massive achievement. Like, you know, I just, the whole thing is kind of highlighted, like, how difficult it is for people to comprehend the importance of this happening. Does that, I mean, I feel like I'm ranting a little bit now, but it's just been difficult. It's been difficult.
And I think, I know, and I think, you know, with that, with the Jared question as well, I think, you know, there are probably two or three different camps on that. And I don't think there's a right or wrong way to think about that. I think, you know, everyone will have their opinion on it. What does sort of grind my gears a bit is like, and this is, I don't know. So I don't know how I feel about this. I just feel like trail runners and ultra runners in the last week have kind of been robbed of our like little secret, because the Barclays now, like the whole love of it is like, oh, it's secret, it's mysterious, it's not in the media, nobody knows what's going on, there's no coverage of it. And now, like, my mum knows what the Barclay Marathons is, and I'm like, no, that's not your thing to know about.
I think, yeah, I totally understand it, but they still don't know. Like, I'm like, they
I
think they
know,
know,
they
but they
don't know. That's
somebody on the BBC News comments wrote 60 hours. You could walk 100 miles in 60 hours. So that's where the disconnect is.
the
Like,
thing. I know.
yeah, how many
I
miles is
got
it up Everest? It's like 6 miles up Everest. Like, I could do that in 45 minutes.
yeah,
Yeah. So
easy.
why does it take them like weeks? Like that's the disconnect. So I totally agree with you. But and I'm waiting to see, because it happens with the spine, because the spine coverage is so massive now. And obviously you only see a tiny little snapshot of it. Like a lot of clients come into me being like, yeah, I saw those guys do that and I thought I can do that. And I'm like, yeah, no. Let's go back to basics here, Billy. Let's go to the race to the stones before we do anything else. I wonder if there's been a few people who have popped up who have been like, how'd you enter the Barclay? Or like, when does the Barclay open? And I'm like, are you joking? But then I suppose it's one of those things that's like part of a real niche part of the sport, isn't it? Where you kind of need to know about it. Is that is do you think it's snobbery? Do you think we're being snobby? Do you think we're being cliquey?
Did you think we're being gatekeepers? Maybe, maybe. And like, I was driving to work on Monday on the early shift, and Owain Wynne-Evans is on Radio 2, and he's probably
An
never run
idiot.
on a
The
track.
words you're
No,
searching for
he's
is an
not.
idiot.
He's I love listening to him.
Do you?
I
I find him
don't think
intensely irritating.
I don't think he's a trail runner. I've never seen him trail running on his like social media. And he never talks about it, but he did mention Jasmine and the Barclay on Monday morning. And I was driving to work, it's like 4:30 in the morning, and I was like raging already. It's like, you've started my day really badly. Because I was like, but you don't know, you don't know. He was literally like, he was reading like a headline that I think it was when BBC Sport had like put it up or whatever. And now I'm just a bit like, you know, it's like, oh, hasn't she done well? I'm like, she's done more than well. She's breaking down barriers. But anyway, yeah,
I mean,
we are
yeah,
gatekeepers, aren't
it's
we?
hard one, isn't it? Because we're here going, hey, you know, everybody get involved with this. This is great, like calling people in as opposed to like calling them out. Like, but at the same time, I do sometimes
I
think
know.
like that's my it's do you know what it's like? This is what it's like. It's like when you've really liked a band for a long, long time and suddenly they get really famous and everyone likes them. That's what it is. Yeah. So it's like,
Ed
oh
Sheeran.
yeah, Biffy Clyro.
Yes.
But I'm like,
Oh.
oh right. Oh right. Many of Horror is now the fucking Matt Cardle song, is it? I remember sitting at
Yeah.
the Music Week Awards and watching Matt Cardle go over to Simon Neil to apologise for that song. But like, is
Oh
that it? It's like band gatekeeper snobbery. I deserve to be here because I
Yeah.
was here first, and that is a
Yeah.
bit bullshit. And I will hold my hands up, and I will. And I'm sorry, but what I would like to see, and also the other thing I'd like people just to understand is the reason we haven't had a female finisher. There's lots of reasons we haven't had a female finisher. First off, it's fucking hard, but secondly, the ratio of female runners to male runners has been so minute that
Yeah.
obviously that comes into it as well. So it's down to Laz basically being a bit more 50-50 on this. And Laz has said some stuff in the past which hasn't really been, you know, on my well done radar. It's been on my no, Laz radar. So I wonder if he will be inviting more women. I wonder if he will be allowing more women in, because there are a few women who I really would love to see give that a really good go, including people that have already given it a good go, haven't got round, and now I've seen Jasmine do it. And it's like when Bannister broke the 4 minute mile, isn't it? It's like one person does it, suddenly the dominoes start falling, which I think is why it's so awful that Kelvin Kiptum was killed at such a young age, because he was so close to that barrier. And once he'd done
I
it,
know.
that would have been it. We would have all thought it was possible. So, yeah. Interesting stuff, but incredible.
Definitely.
Well done, everybody.
Absolutely. Abso-bloody-lutely. I remember interviewing Laz at the National Running Show, and I had a very long chat with him about when there would be a female winner, and he told me that it would be Jasmine if it was anyone.
Did
And that was three years ago. Yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So there you go.
Amazing.
Heard it here first. We didn't. So there you go. All right. I'm going to put something in the bin.
Me too. You're not gonna like what I'm putting in. What are you putting in?
Right. I am putting in, this is a subject that we've discussed previously on the pod. And it is about the right to roam. It's about access
Ooh.
rights, and it's about our wonderful countryside and people gatekeeping it, basically.
Gatekeepers like us.
Gatekeepers, like us, worse than us. So I realized over the last couple of weeks that there was something afoot in Cirencester Park.
Strange things are
So,
afoot in Cirencester Park.
Cirencester is, I think it's in Gloucestershire. I think it's in Gloucestershire. So basically, it's in the Cotswolds. It's like the end of the Fosse Way. And there's this incredible park that then backs onto some really beautiful trails. I've done some runs down there previously. I was going to say during lockdown. Obviously, it was when we were allowed to drive places to run. It wasn't when we were actually locked down.
All right, Boris,
But
Jesus.
I followed the rules. And basically, the owner of the estate that Cirencester Park is on, by the way, Cirencester Park is massive. The owner
Yeah, now this is ringing bells.
has decided that they're going to start charging. So talk about gatekeepers. They've put gates up that have got like little panels on them, and you can pay for access for like a swipey card to access the park. But if you don't pay, you're not allowed to use the park. So basically, if you look at a map of the Cotswolds, all of this amazing countryside and beautifulness, apparently only 1.2% of that is designated as access land. The rest of it is owned by very rich people who are basically keeping people out of it. So there was a big old protest by the Right to Roam guys down there. I would have liked to have gone, but I was actually not available to go. But yeah, I just want to put it in the bin. I just want to put this like, you've got to pay to use open spaces in the bin, because the more this happens, the less freedom and access that we have to the outdoors, which I think is a real shame and something that is worth fighting against. Because can
Yeah.
you imagine if, like, in the Lake District, 1.2% of it was access land and the rest of it was private? You had to
That's the
pay
way
to use it.
that's where it's going on Dartmoor.
Yeah,
That's the way it's
it
fucking
is.
going on Dartmoor. And it's like, what are you doing in there? They're not doing anything in there. There's
No.
nothing in there. They're not doing anything. They're just saying
No,
you
they
can't
just
come
want
in
the
here.
money because they
One of the
want the money.
classics I keep hearing is, well, you wouldn't want people walking through your back garden, would you? And I'm like, pardon?
Yeah, it's
Give a shit who's
ridiculous.
walking through my back garden if it's 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? So yeah, I'm
Yeah.
totally with you on that. Chuck it in the
Yeah.
bin. Well, how much do you
In
have
the
to
bin.
pay? Do you know?
£4.
£4.
Yeah, £4 a go.
Like, this is a government thing, right? We're a country with an obesity crisis and a mental health crisis. Two for the price of one. If you want people to get to help themselves, exercise is the number one therapeutic thing to do, isn't it? It's not therapy, everybody, but it is therapeutic. So if you look at the people who are in the obesity, depressed states that find it really difficult to get out, it's the people or the lower income people. Fucking facts, like social facts. So you're just basically pricing them out of being able to help themselves. It's fucking bullshit. And also, if you want to take your dog for a walk and you live near Cirencester Park and that's the place that you've been every day, twice a day, you're looking at £8 a pop. Perfect.
£30 a year.
No, but I don't want to pay £30. I'll pay
I know.
I pay for my national trust per year because I want to keep those sites lovely and national trusty so I can walk around them, have a good time, park my car for free. But like, this is just ridiculous. It's just greed, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are they doing with that money?
I
Good
know. I
God.
know. We
I'm going to
actually, we
start
did have that.
protesting.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I am. You know, I've said this before when we talked about Right to Roam. I was like, I don't know enough about it, but I know that I'm cross about it, so I need to do more research. We got sent some really good like articles and resources and stuff. But you know, if there's a way, I'm gonna look at, I am gonna look more into this because just to see if there's a way to like join a club or
I
like
think Right
a
to Roam, I don't think that they're a, because they're a group, aren't they? But I don't think that they
yeah.
are a
If you can run them.
registered charity. Oh, that's good, isn't it? My phone's decided to start talking. Yeah, I'll look it up and I'll see. But I don't think it's a registered
Yeah.
charity yet. But I know that I think
No.
Damo knows quite a lot about them.
Yeah.
Because I think he's friends with some of them. But
Yeah.
yeah, we'll look it up. What a load of bullshit.
Indeed. I know. Awful. All right. What he so am I not gonna like what you're putting in the bin?
This is going to be a what's it called? A not comumbrance, pickle, what's it called? A bone of contention.
Oh no.
A contention bone. I am putting in the bin the red ambulance.
What?
But I'm pulling
Coca-Cola.
because it has a new, there's a new ambulance in town. A cooler one.
Oh, okay. Which one?
The pink paramedic. Rubicon.
Oh, yeah. Have we not talked about Rubicon before?
I don't think we have. Rubicon.
Oh,
Okay.
the Don.
The
Rubicon the
Don.
Don.
The pink paramedic. The purple paramedic. Whichever colour you want. Okay? The blue
Yeah, the
boss.
tropical
If you're going
paramedic.
to go passion fruit, blue boss. Get in the bin, Coca-Cola. You're common. 35 grams of sugar is too much. Rubicon has 15 grams of sugar. So you can drink more. So it's not going to spike your blood sugar as bad. Plus, the
Yeah.
flavours are delightful. I am obsessed with lychee Rubicon.
Oh,
Or it's
lychee.
lychee, yeah.
Yeah.
Lychee, passion fruit is a guava, right?
Whoa,
I
Dordelia
know. This is tropical. This is spring-like. This is new. It's different. Guys, the ultrasound system, us guys, we're different to normal trail runners. We're party guys. We're on the Venga bus, and the Venga bus is powered by Rubicon from now on.
yeah,
If
amazing.
we can find a race director that provides Rubicon as standard, that race director will replace Paul Albon.
Paul Album
Excuse me.
Bell.
Paul
What if
Albon
it
Bell.
is Paul Album? What if he changes it just because he's
Because
listening to
I
this
have
and
it
then he's
on
changing?
quite good authority
Yeah.
that Paul Albon doesn't use real Coca-Cola at his events.
That's a lie. You cannot slander him. No, he does. And I know that he does because I've spoken to him about this because he did an event. And I was messaging afterwards to ask him how it went. And he was like, it was fine, but it wasn't very well run because the bibs were made out of shitty paper that ripped and they didn't even have real cola at the like Coca-Cola at the aid stations.
I
So
sometimes
he
I watch
does
him.
use, he is a
He,
real
yeah,
Coca-Cola.
okay, that's the only real thing he is using then, because he is using like he gets like crisscross spread, which is supposed to be like Biscoff, or he gets like Hawker's crisps. He's like the
No, he
king
gets
of
them from
fashion
Lidl or
carry.
Aldi.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's a
no, it's
king.
Lidl or Aldi.
He's fashion carry king or Aldi king.
That's fine. That's fine. But he does, I can guarantee, and I will back him on this, he does use Coca-Cola because he hates race directors who use roller cola shit, not the real thing.
Okay, Paul
I
Albon,
know
I think you
that.
should step up and you should start providing Rubicon. I don't know if they do Rubicon in great big bottles, but I'll tell you what they do do. They do. Flat Rubicon in cartons. So for my next race, I'm going to be taking flat Rubicon in two cartons. I don't have a drop bag. It's a Lakes Traverse. There's no drop bag. And I'm going to put it in my pouch and I'm going to save it when I get to the bottom of those fells. And then I'm going to be like, yum, 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 yum. It's got the same amount of sugar in, but it's flat in a carton.
Amazing.
And I'm going to be basically, having a totally tropical time with the Rubicon.
Totally tropical. Amazing. Lakes Traverse has no drop bag.
No drop bag.
It's 100 kilometres.
Yes. Thanks, Shane.
So you
You
have to
guys,
carry
yes,
everything with you.
yes, yes. And you're going to run into a night time. So you're going to need to take your trousers with you, aren't you? Your pajamas with you.
Your big girl trousers.
Yeah, because I take my big girl pajamas and my teddy bear. I can't even get that at the drop point. But the thing is, so the first
Fuck that.
major, or the first
Fuck that.
major, you're like
Fuck
that.
that. Nope, not interested.
The first major checkpoint is halfway, so it's 30
Yeah.
miles in. It's the first major checkpoint,
Yeah.
and that one has got all the food. It's got like the food. The menu's incredible. It's like a five
Super.
star restaurant.
Ooh.
So I don't
Is
think I'm
there?
going to need my drop bag. All I need to do is make sure I take some trousers, some my leggings for the night time because I think it's a bit cold. And I mean, this. Sorry if I sound like a dick, but it's only 60 miles. It's not like it's a 100 mile race.
No.
And also because it's the Northern Traverse is the same day, they use the same checkpoint, so they can't batty about with drop bags and stuff. But I think it'd be good. It's good sometimes to do a race without drop bag because you get quite reliant on that sort of thing sometimes. And also it holds you up because you have too much choice. You're like, what are we going to do if you have no choice?
Oh my God,
you have no kit,
yeah.
Then you're not faffing about, are you?
At the aid station, so my, obviously Seven Valleys was 100 kilometres. It's only 60 miles. And when I got to the major aid station with the drop bag, I was there for fucking ages because I literally like went into the toilets, stripped off all my wet stuff, put all my dry stuff back on, stood and had some soup, had a little chat, played with Ralph. And yeah, I was in there for far too long, but I was also like dead. So yeah, no, you're right. It's fine. I'm sure like no drop bag is good because then, like you say, you pack lighter. So you've got less decisions to make, fewer decisions to make. That's terrible grammar. And then you're more likely just to crack on and get it done. So good for you.
Thank you. Right then, my darling. So yeah,
I still want to do it.
The pink paramedic is the new hot thing. If you guys have got any suggestions for good drinks, then do let us know. And we're talking things like Rio. We're talking old school. Okay. Dr. Pepper cherry flavour.
Whoa.
Oh,
have
my
you ever
God.
Had, is it Miranda? Marimba?
Marimba.
I think it's banned here because of the, is that what it's called? Marimba?
No.
I don't know.
Marimba is the classic ringtone on your phone.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's Marimba. No. I went to yesterday I was driving back from Sunderland and I stopped at a services and it was like incredible. It was little. It's like a little shop, just looked normal. Went in, loads of American sweets and treats. So I think it's a trucker's stop, but loads of American sweets and treats. And they had all of the different drinks, like the crazy American drinks that have got like ridiculous amounts of sugar in that are banned
blue
here.
Things in it.
Yeah, the ones that are like proper blue. Julius bought one the other day. So we're obsessed with the world section of the supermarket because that's where the Rubicon's kept. Because it's so special that it's kept in the world section. Me neither. And he found this blue juice in that looked a little bit like the coolant that you put into your car. So he bought it round. This is what people that don't drink do. They were like, what's the most ridiculous drink we can find that isn't alcohol?
And
he was like, do you want a bit of this? And I started to drink it and it was thick. Like it was like a
like gloop.
Yeah, like glue. And it was blue. And I was like,
blue,
that
blue.
Is too sweet. That's just gross. And Julius, it was like if Hubba Bubba was a drink.
And
he drank the whole fucking thing. And then we watched The Apprentice and his eyes were like this. They were like manga eyes. They went massive. And
that's gonna
like,
stick your arteries together.
Yeah, I reckon that's got about 60 grams of sugar in it. Like,
oh my
whew.
God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Gross. Gross. All right. Shall we talk about the playlist quickly?
The playlist. Yeah.
I'd just like to let you know about something that I have come across this week. And how do you feel about Pearl Jam?
Yeah, annoys. Yeah.
Middle of the road. Don't love, don't hate. Inoffensive.
I think that if you say middle of the road to a Pearl Jam fan, they will actually throttle you.
No, I know. I am well aware. They're very big in like New Zealand and Australia.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Why? What's happened with Pearl Jam? Has something come on
Pearl
there?
Jam?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Pearl Jam have started a running club.
No, they haven't.
They have.
Where?
Pearl Jam, on their Instagram, put out a post this week that said, calling all runners. And I was like,
hello?
What? To celebrate the release of Running, which I am led to believe is an album or a track. No, it's a track. It's a track because they've added the track to this post. To celebrate the launch of Running, we're inviting you to the Pearl Jam Running Club. Do you want to join? It's simple.
Oh my God, the logo shit.
I know. Begin by tracking your route through your favourite fitness app. So basically, do some Strava art and then like send it in to us and like post it. And I was like, this is the epitome. I mean, it's a shame it's Pearl Jam because it's not my favourite. This is the epitome of like ultrasound system pod, I think. Because it's like music and running. That's what we do.
I think
but
we
it's a
need
shame it's
to
Pearl
have
Jam.
A word with Edward Vedder. Walk, jog, roll or run. In a shape inspired by dark matter imagery, he spirals orbs, spelling out song titles. The thing about this matter that you've done, this picture, it's perfect for Strava because it's just shit. It's just like a wriggly light. So anything will do. Now post it and tag Pearl Jam. Right. Okay. We're gonna have to do something about this.
Do you think we should all enter it? Is there a competition? It's not a
No, it's not a
competition.
competition. I think
It's
that
for
we
a
should.
chance to be reshared. Oh, maybe.
To be reshared.
Yeah, maybe we could. Right. So Pearl Jam. Pearl
Yeah.
Jam have, wait,
3 million
3.2
followers.
million followers, right? So if everyone on the ultrasound system does a little bit of Strava art, tags Pearl Jam for a chance to be reshared, but also your Strava art maybe spells out
Or
ultrasound
just that.
system or a middle
A
finger.
one finger salute.
Yeah, but somehow we need like a message in there so that we know that it's a pod listener. But we need to get them basically to do our advertising for us
Yeah, we do.
with their 3 million followers. So
I'm gonna have to think about this.
yeah,
I've
well,
got
when we've thought about it, we'll get it on our Instagram and get you all to get us shared by Pearl Jam.
Wow, some of the comments aren't good.
No, oh dear. I've not looked at
Honestly,
them.
what the fuck is happening? Running club. I'm so confused with this new version of the band formerly known as Pearl Jam, says Hi Mill
Ooh.
Vinyl. Scott Rippey
Whoops.
says their marketing team needs to be fired. So off brand lately, lol. Someone else
Bad
says, I wish
plan.
Kurt Cobain was here to make fun of this. Someone else has
Oh.
written another shit song. Someone's written, please do not go to Brazil, which we all know is code for your shit.
Oh dear.
This song is like a locomotive that almost runs out of control at the end in the best ways. Very punky song. Why? People have
Maybe we
said,
should
this is
put it on
bullshit, so
the.
this isn't working. The running club's not a hit.
No, I don't think Pearl Jam are runners, and us runners don't like Pearl Jam,
I don't think their
so not really
fans are
much
really
babe in
running.
heaven.
Yeah. Should we put some Pearl Jam? Should we just put some Pearl Jam on anyway? Just for a
Yeah,
laugh. Give them a bit of
do.
help because it looks like all their fans are gonna say, we'll put what Pearl Jam song should we put on?
They're all a bit. What's the one
I don't
that
know.
goes? Sounds like all of Pearl Jam songs.
I know. Alive is a good one. Should we put Alive on? There we go, that one's on. Okay, we've also had a couple of people who have suggested songs.
Oh no, that wasn't what I meant. But yeah. Good.
Couple of things people that have suggested songs.
Yes, go.
In the Shadows by the
Or was that a
Rasmus.
question?
In the Shadows by the Rasmus. Do you remember that? That one.
Love
Yep,
it.
that's gone on. And
Didn't he have like really cool, like black raven hair?
yeah, he was amazing. He was like Noel Fielding wants to be. And then Rockstar by NERD, which is an absolute tune. That's gone on. And then that's it for this week. I haven't put anything else on there.
Yeah, no, all good. There wasn't a load.
No, there
But
wasn't
I
a
just
load.
wanted to mention the playlist. So yeah, you can access the playlist on Spotify. Just search for ultrasound system. And there's hours and hours and hours of it. And if you do want to add a song to it, then tag us in your stories on Instagram and we'll add it. Speaking of Instagram.
Have you got
Oh.
any correspondence in the corner?
I have.
Great.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
It comes from our Instagram. We need to revisit something that we've spoken about previously. It's the dry robe debate.
Oh God. Okay.
So, we had an email from John Dunn,
Oh, John Donne.
who just wanted to get in touch to say that maybe the dry robe, the spine race dry robe, ought to be called the spinal wrap.
I love it. I'll be in touch with Philip immediately. Thank you, John Donne.
Love it. And then you put a post out on our Instagram that was, basically like just give us your thoughts, your feelings, tell us how you feel about
It just
this.
said the dry rope post is all it said.
Yeah. We had 35 comments, and you also found a song by Goldie Looking Chain about dry
Have
roads.
you not watched the video for that? It's incredible.
No.
Go on YouTube and look up Goldie Looking Chain dry robe video. You will cry with laughter. It's absolutely brilliant. I think it's filmed live in Merthyr in one take. I think all they had to do was
Oh
walk down
my
Merthyr High
God.
Street with a camera, just like to people at the shops
I
in
love
dry
it.
robes, having a good time in dry robes. Dry robe must love it.
I love this. That's so Goldie Looking Chain is so funny. So lots of just positivity for the dry robe, which is fine. We weren't being negative about it. We were just like, are they a bit overrated? We're not sure how we feel about them.
Look, I say reclaim the dry robe. I don't know if I've admitted this on the pod. I've got dry robe car seat covers in my
You
car.
have,
Yeah,
you
and they're
have.
brilliant. And they keep my car warm and they keep it dry. So when I get in the car with a dog, the mud doesn't get on the seats. They're really washable. I love them. Plus,
Yeah.
I bought myself a passenger Sherpa fake dry robe because they're recycled. They are warm. I'm not going to wear it. It's not as waterproof as a dry robe, so you can't wear it in that hammering rain. But I'm not going to wear it in hammering rain. I'm going to use it when I finish a race to put on and get in my car and sit in my dry robe seat covers and drive home. So
Yep.
it's the post isn't there to what poke the bear. We're just asking for your opinions, everybody. We've got them. I think reclaim the dry robe. It's
We did
great.
poke the bear a bit. We did poke the bear a bit. So Tom, I think Tom has hit the nail on the head, the hiking hairdresser, who basically says it seems the pajama shopping brigade has taken over and added a dry robe to their wardrobes, which is where the hashtag dry robe wankers has come from. And like you said, athletes feel like it's something else taken from them. So maybe this is a bit like the Barclay. he says like the gym leggings syndrome again. Personally, I chuck mine on post-run, wet run in the fells, especially if I need to pop and do jobs on the way home. I'd rather be warm than shivering from being wet and sweaty.
Maybe we all just need to chill the fuck out. Hey, stop being so
Maybe
judgmental.
we do. I mean, there are comments on here. No, just no. Mrs. McFly 1980 says no, just no. But then there was so much love for the passenger Sherpa dry robes, the post-race warmth. Loads of people are just like, I bloody love mine. Pig Acrobat's great name.
Pig
I've got
acrobats.
I've got a passenger one too. Mostly wear it on campsites. Yeah, that's a good campsite thing. Alia, right?
Alia Pike.
I don't know if I've ever told you the story about Alia. I'll tell you in a second. Says, I made my own dry robe from my husband's dressing gown and a coat and use that when I go cold water swimming. And unlike an actual dry robe, I can wash it. But I am concerned that Ali doesn't have a cozy warming up area with blankets and cushions on her rider list when at photo shoots.
If only you knew. It is not like that.
So Alia, I met at the Isle of Mull marathon, the Impact marathon that we did up there. So we went and planted some trees one day, and then the next day we ran the marathon. And the weather, as you can expect on Mull, was disgusting. So there was so much water coming down off the tops that we had to get rerouted for the race day, which meant that we just ended up doing an awful lot of out and backs. It ended up being a bit like an cross formation. We sort of
It's
like
like a
went
little tiny,
out,
like a little
back,
weeny Autumn 100.
back. Yeah, basically a marathon distance water 100, and we had like a checkpoint, like an aid station in the middle. But it meant that it was great because you were like going backwards and forwards and seeing the same people each time on the backwards and forwards. And I went to run past Alia coming in the different direction. And I'd been having a little moment and I was like, do you know where chickpeas come from? Like, how do chickpeas grow? And she looked at me as if I'd lost my mind. And she was like, I don't know. And then we carried on running and then we got back to like pass each other again. And I think we had a little like discussion of maybe where they could come from and then carried on going. But Ali, riddle me this. Do you know where chickpeas come from or how they grow?
They come from co-op. They're in like the world,
In
like
a tin.
the pulses section. Yeah, they're in the tin. I think they come from their mummy's tummy.
No.
Are they pod based? Do they come out of pods?
They are pod-based. They grow inside green pods like snap beans, edamame, or lentils. Did you know that lentils grow in pods?
No, that's so annoying. How many do you get in a pod?
Oh, I don't know. What? Chickpeas or
Lentils. You
how
must get
many?
millions, otherwise it must be really annoying, like harvesting them.
There are between 1 to 3 lentils per pod.
Shut up. Can you imagine? What do they do with the pods? How do they do that?
I guess they shell them like peas. Like a bag of frozen peas, they grow in shells.
Yeah, but lentils are so small.
I know. They
What
literally
about
look.
rice?
Well, how does rice grow?
So rice, you go to the rice field and you see the rice
Paddy
is like
field.
long, big, long grass. They're
Yeah.
pulling it up. So is the rice at the end of the grass?
So, right, don't you think that we ought to be taught this as kids? Like, where the fuck does your food come
Yeah,
from?
I think probably it's quite good. It's quite a good idea, isn't it? Because I
Quite
have no. I've
important.
been to the Philippines. I've been to Thailand. I've watched them work in the paddy fields. I don't know where the rice bit is. Where is the
Yeah.
rice bit? Is it on the end
So
of the
the
grass?
yeah, it's on the end of the grass, I think. It's the seedy bit. So, like, little grains of rice are the seeds, and we eat the
Right.
seeds.
It's mad, isn't it?
But isn't it mad? I wonder how many people listening to this knew how chickpeas, lentils, and rice are grown. And you know
Well,
where pineapples come from?
pineapple, coconut, long banana. Pineapples come from the ground.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob
Yeah.
SquarePants.
They don't grow under the sea.
What
They
is
do.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
A sponge.
Is it?
Yes.
Sea sponge or a man-made one that's been chucked in the sea?
A sea sponge.
He doesn't have a scoury back or anything. Okay.
There you
Well,
go.
listener, I think if you got a pen and wrote down all the things you've just learned in the last 3 minutes, you'd be shocked and
I think
surprised.
you're all going to need a little lie down after today's episode because it is the education episode.
Educashione. Education. Right, my darling. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going on holiday.
Oh, thank God.
It's going to be so nice.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Italy. Because
Italia.
that's where I always go. Do you remember last year? You were like, why are you always in Italy?
Yeah, because you like gelato, don't you?
I love gelato and I'm going to eat a lot of gelato next week and a lot of pasta. I'm going to Puglia, which is in the heel of the boot of Italy. It's very rural, it's very beautiful. There are little houses there made of stone that are round with little pointy cone roofs called trulli. Very quaint. And yeah, we're going to go and stay with Neil's mum just to get a bit of sunshine, have a bit of a rest. It means I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn every day for a week, which is marvellous.
How nice. Oh, just a
What are
little
you
bit of
doing at the weekend?
sunshine.
It's Easter.
It is. I am going to do nothing. I'm going to take Pickle to the beach for a day so she can run around. I'm going to do nothing because I'm in taper season now because I've got the traverse
Wait.
the week after.
The week
So
after. Yeah.
the week after. So I've got my last long run on Saturday and I'm going to spend my bank holiday weekend. Well, this sounds bad, working, but doing those little bits of work I need to do, like the little weird admin-y, design-y, annoying bits that like I can't do because I keep getting interrupted by fucking clients who want to talk to me about running. So
Isn't it?
annoying.
Oh yeah, but isn't it peak time for clients at the moment? Oh, do you know what? I know I'm just gonna circle back to the start of the pod. And I just want to give like a massive shout out, and I'm sure you'll be the same at the moment, Ali. I feel like a proud mother hen of my clients. Last week, I had someone doing the Chianti 20-kilometer trail in Italy. I had someone doing their 20-mile training run for the London Marathon. I had someone doing a backyard ultra in Oslo. She did 11 laps. I did tell her to do 7, but we'll brush over that. And we had Dino doing his our podcast pet doing his first 50 miler. So there's just so much going on. There's so many races. This weekend, there's No, next weekend even is super loads of races as well.
There's is that London Marathon? When is London Marathon weekend again?
21st of April. So we've got a little while yet.
Lovely. Just on Dean.
But yeah, it's
just
race on Dean. Season. Yes. Yes.
Obviously, Dean's didn't get the result he wanted at the Big Bear Backyard Bozo Fest. It's not a backyard. at Paul's race. But he did manage to do his longest ever run. And he has now come to the conclusion that he is not a winter trail runner, which is he knows that now. It's perfect. And he's actually dealt with it really, really, he's dealt with the whole thing really, really well, which I'm very proud of him for, because I did say to him, this is part of the rite of passage of every trail runner has to go through this, that you don't get the result that you want. But it's not about the outcomes necessarily. It's about living up to your values, doing the best you can, learning from stuff. And he's done super, super well. I also said to him, what he's been on in the last however many months it's been, and I'll work that out.
Yeah.
It's not very long. I said, this is like the married at first sight of running training. Because you know how married at first sight, they like slap it all in. They get married at the altar. Then they have to move in together and they have to do all of the weird shit that you have to do with couples. You have to squash it down into like 6 weeks. So that's kind of like what we've done with you with this race. So he's my master.
The thing is, he started running a year ago and already he's done all these incredible things in a year. I can't remember how many marathons he listed off that he's already done as well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's now run the furthest he's ever done in that 50-mile race. By my count, he's on, for strength, he's on week 21 of his workouts. Five months of solid, consistent training.
Yeah, but where he's like not actually missed a session.
Nope.
Because he's not missed a session with me. I don't know about you, but he's not.
Nope, not
and he
session.
Has been all over it. And he is, it's like, he is going to have such a great time at that fight, at that big event in May, the Runners of Brighton. But the best thing is, he is really embracing all of the hard bits, you know, the bits where you don't get the result you want, the bits where it's not as easy as you'd like. And I think, you know, I said to him, it's very easy to get upset about the fact you didn't do 50 miles, but just sit in your travel lodge and think about where you were 5 months ago and think about the person you've become. Because right now, you're the person you've always wanted to be. Think about that. And that's what everyone should think about. Because you are, even if you don't set out to finish what you've done, you're the person you wanted to be 6 months ago. Like, you've come that far. And then who knows where you'll be in the next 6 months. And then the 6 months after that, it's really exciting. But you're going to have to fall off the horse to get back onto it again. Like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So,
If you're listening to this and you've got your race coming up and this is the culmination of 5-6 months of training or whatever, you know, you should feel like that as well.
Mm.
And this is the business end now. There are a lot of people telling me, a lot of clients telling me how tired they are, how exhausted they are. That is that like cumulative fatigue that builds and builds and builds. You've got your taper, then you're ready and raring to go. So if you're out on a long run listening to this weekend, go you. And you're almost there.
Yeah, and it's just, remember that event. It's just another part of the journey. It's not the end of it. Like, you haven't completed running once you've done London Marathon. The only person that's completed running is Jasmine Paris.
Oh, she has
There's
completed
nowhere
running.
For her to go now. It's like, I'm done now. So, like, what's she going to do next? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe some sort of brutal, tough mudder type thing. I don't know. So it doesn't matter. Like, do your best. Have a great time. On whatever it is you're doing, but remember, like, it is like just another part of the story, and what happens it's part of the adventure, isn't it, of life,
exactly, because when this comes out,
what positive thing to end on.
I know, it's nice, isn't it? And when this episode comes out, Ali, you'll be on your next adventure, because it'll be Lakes Traverse weekend.
I'll be literally traversing the Lake District.
You will.
Incredible. I didn't say bimbling along then.
Oh, we don't say that. You put it in the bin.
One of my clients said to me today, is it okay if Jasmine says bimble? And I said, it's okay if Jasmine is a fucking Tory, as far as I'm concerned. She can say what she wants.
Oh, let's not go that far. Right,
but she
I
isn't,
love you.
So.
Bye.
Okay, I love you, bye.